It's interesting, some things in Scripture, they become immediately obvious. They speak to us directly. Other things are a little more subtle and take a little more reflection. God drives a Honda. It's very obvious. It says right here, the entire divine institution fit in one accord. So, you know, some things you just find out right away, and other things take a little more reflection. So that's this is kind of shocking news to me too, but you know, interesting things we learn every day. So it's a little more subtle when we look at the gospel. We consider what is presented to us. There's this need for preparedness, this need for being ready. And you know, we think about it. You know, are we ready? Do we make these preparations? And you know, I found in many households and in various places where I go, that preparedness is a need. People have a genuine readiness for that unexpected guest. Some places even go so far as to have guest towels. They're those mysterious towels that no one is ever allowed to use, and they look really nice, and you're not allowed to touch them. I'm not really sure which guest is allowed to touch them. Maybe Elijah, maybe Jesus, I'm not really sure, but none of the rest of us touch them. So there's those guest towels, and there's that guest room. There's the run room that no one's allowed to go into because it looks really pretty, and we're not allowed to ruin that. So, you know, because children destroy everything, or at least that's what I was told as a child. So, you know, there's that room that we don't go into so that something looks nice in case, you know, we have that guest. And it's curious. We're waiting. We're ready to receive that unexpected guest. And, you know, if someone stops by, we say we have nothing in the kitchen, and yet we still manage to produce something to eat. And we say that the house is a mess, and yet we still manage to look presentable enough to receive these guests. We make these preparations, we have them, we're ready. And if you think about it, a lot of these preparations, it's because we're continually ready. You know, when we go grocery shopping, we make sure that we have these things so we're not literally completely empty every single time we go and resupply. And we have these pieces, we're ready to receive a guest. It's not even anything new. I mean, the first reading comes from the book of Wisdom. Wisdom speaks to us about the Passover meal. And after the kingdoms were established and Elijah the prophet had such great influence on so much of everything that they did, they incorporated it within their Passover. Passover was a very much a ritual religious action for them. And they when they set for Passover, they always had a plate set for Elijah. Cup and a plate, and they were ready. He never showed up, but they still do it today. They set aside a plate for Elijah. They're waiting. They're prepared for this coming, this return, so that their preparations are made ready. They stand vigilant. And I applaud this. This is a beautiful thing. The fact that we're ready to receive someone. The fact that we're ready to host and to receive these things. But it reminds us of a very important question. Are we ready spiritually to receive God? Or is it every time that we seek for God, it always is in our emergency moments? You know, you have that test or that exam that you suddenly have to pass, and it occurs to you that you haven't studied for it. You had time, but you didn't, and now you're face to face and you're staring down this test and you have to pass, and so you're really panicked. So that's when we offer up that prayer. It's like, God, I really need your help right now because I didn't prepare for this. And then we start negotiating, don't we? It's if I can pass this, I promise next time I'll study twice as hard and I'll make sure I know it really well, and that time around it'll be fine. But this time, you know, I need you to come in and make this all better and make this go away. And then we do it again the next time and the next time. We don't actually make good on our negotiation process. But you know, it's the prayer. We all of our prayers become that desperate plea. We, you know, God, I need your help right now because I have this emergency right here. And don't worry, God, I'll check in when I have my next emergency. You know, we kind of stretch these things out and we let our day-to-day prayer life kind of die, and we just go from emergency to emergency. And then they all seem to be crashing upon us at once, and then it all seems to be coming apart. It's a reminder to us. I think this gospel really points to a genuine need, this genuine reality, that we should be investing our daily prayer, that we should be spending that time with God on a daily basis so that we are fully invested in God now, so that when those difficult times come, when those moments of desperate need do arrive, we actually have been so invested in God that it doesn't become a desperate plea, but just a part of our prayer. It's that marking that we're ready. It's that continual vigilance that reminds us that we are ready to receive God. That even in desperate moments where we might feel far from God, we actually are ready for Him. That we don't fall down in our day-to-day activities, that it doesn't have to come upon us like some sudden lightning bolt, but actually becomes a very standard fare for us. We actually are ready to receive God. And I think that's what the gospel is pointing to, is that this vigilance for us, this constant vigilance to be ready when God will come, and let's be honest, the day will come where we will go face to face with God. It's one of the simple guarantees in life. God will come. But the question remains, have we made the time? Have we made the regular investment of our life? Have we made the day-to-day very simple practices that have kept us close to God, so when that moment comes and God does come to see us, are we ready to receive Him? And that's our challenge this week. It's that challenge to be faithful in the day-to-day stuff, to commit ourselves to that daily prayer, to those regular receiving of sacraments, so that when the day comes, it won't surprise us, it won't catch us off guard, but we'll be ready.